Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture, with your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection. Called the TED Talks of Ministries, 111 Ministries is a dynamic team of dancers, speakers, and musicians who reveal Jesus through a unique mix of message and medium. On the phone with us tonight from the ministry's Niagara Peninsula base, our co-directors Rachel Starr Thompson, who is also a poet and singer, and Carolyn Curry, the company's principal dancer and chief photographer. We'll be talking to Rachel and Carolyn in a few moments. But first, let's listen to We Draw Near from the God Who Sees Everything CD by Andrew Thompson. And now to our interview with Rachel Starr Thompson and Carolyn Curry. Good evening, Rachel.
Hello.
Good evening, Carolyn.
Hi there.
Now, before we get into the details on 111 Ministries, let's get to know a little bit about the two of you a little better than we do. Rachel, when did you become interested in spoken word poetry?
Well, that was kind of almost an accident. I've been interested in writing since I was probably 4 or 5 years old. One of those kids who just wrote stories on scrap paper and illustrated it, which I no longer do. And then in my teen years and as I got older, I started writing novels and devotionals and different things like that. And it was actually when we started 111, which back then had a different name, that I started to get into spoken word, because we needed some way to translate my art form, which was primarily writing, into a spoken medium, and then combine that with dance, which is a performance art. So at that point, I had started taking narratives from some of my books, some of which were very poetic, and beginning to do those live. So that's really how I got into that.
Well, looking at that, how much of a difference is there to do it to do the poetry as spoken word compared to doing it on paper? I've heard some spoken word before. I've read poetry, and there does seem to be a bit of a difference between the two. What is that difference?
There definitely is. It's very similar, actually, to the difference between a poem and song lyrics, because the one is intended to be verbalized, and so there's going to be stress and rhythm and nuance and things in there that are given it by the voice rather than just by the word choice or by the line breaks and things like that. For me, it was actually quite an easy transition because I tend to write with a very verbal style anyway. I've always been told by readers that they can hear what I write. So So that translated very well.
Now, who have been some of your influences as a writer?
Oh, I don't even know where to start on that one. Primarily, honestly, the King James Bible has been a huge influence. I've been reading that. It's the Bible that my family read as I was growing up, and I was homeschooled, so we read it together quite a bit. And so there's a lot of rhythm and language in that that has really strongly influenced me. And then as I got older, those kind of Christian classics as far as C.S. Lewis and Tolkien and people like that. And then as I got into poetry, I love the Brownings. I love Emily Dickinson. Just a lot of those older, really classic writers.
Well, Carolyn, I want to shift over to you a little bit. When did you yourself become interested in dance?
Well, kind of like Rachel, I was one of those kids who was just interested in that from the start. I was one of those little girls that was twirling around the living room. But I never actually got a chance to take classes until my family moved across the country from Ontario to British Columbia when I was 9 years old. And at that time, we connected with some friends who were into dance, and specifically into Christian-focused dance, just using that art for the glory of God. So that's when I got to start it, and I was really fortunate to be able to start the art form and at the same time start it with the right purpose in mind.
Now, was it always a ballet style, or were there other styles that you were using in terms of dance?
I've mainly focused on ballet. That's just very much the basis of a lot of movement. It gives you a really solid foundation. I've picked up other forms over the years, but ballet has definitely been my main focus.
Now, has there ever been anybody, any dancers out there or other people that have been an influence or an inspiration for you yourself as a dancer?
Yeah, in many different ways. Classically, I've always loved watching Baryshnikov. He was a dancer from Russia and just overcame a lot of difficulties to do what he did. I guess I also identify with him a little because he had a lot of knee problems, and I myself have had 5 dislocations, so I kind of felt some kinship there. But I also really picked up a lot of influence from a couple of friends of mine who were into dance years before I was, and just watching their heart to use that for the glory of God really influenced me.
I find the fact that you started out in dance as a dance as a part of worship and using it for God's glory an interesting element, because a lot of dancers that I have talked to over the past is they've kind of had to get over that hurdle of sort of the image of dancing and dance and worship not melding together. How did you actually get into the fact that right from the beginning you were doing your dance as part of worship?
Well, again, I started alongside a couple of friends who were already doing it that way, and as a child, when that was presented to me in that aspect, it just was a very natural flow. My parents raised all of us just with a very strong awareness of God, so the Lord already being such a part of my daily life, it was a pretty easy transition to look at dance becoming part of my life and seeing Him in that as well. And what better way to use it than to offer worship to Him.
Now, how did you sort of shift from dance or include as part of that working as a choreographer?
Well, I started dancing at 9. By the age of 13, we had joined a church that was very musically inclined, and they asked if I would become their choreographer for a number of the musicals they were putting on. And that seemed like a pretty big hurdle at 13, 14, but the worship director just really believed I could do it and gave me a lot of opportunity, and it pushed me to do things I didn't know I could. And I found I just really enjoyed choreographing, enjoyed working with kids. I had a lot of opportunity for that at the time, and that's just grown throughout the years. Now I choreograph for our productions and for our kids' camp that we do in the summer. I've always just really enjoyed that aspect.
Do you prefer choreography, or do you prefer the dance, or is it sort of whichever you happen to be doing at the time?
I have always loved the dance aspect. I love choreographing as well. I love working alongside other choreographers and just bouncing ideas off each other so that the art form doesn't just become stagnant. Yeah, I don't know that I enjoy one more than the other. It's kind of two different trains of thought.
Okay. Well, looking at it, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll continue to talk to our guests, Carolyn Curry and Rachel Starr Thompson, and talk about 111 Ministries. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM. Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to King of Glory from Andrew Thompson's The God Who Sees Everything CD. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with 111 Ministries co-directors Rachel Starr Thompson and Carolyn Curry. Looking back on it and looking at the history and some of the things that I found out when I was researching this, is 111 Ministries had its start as Solo Deo Gloria Ballet, and the two of you co-founded that. Rachel, how did the two of you meet and get to that point where you decided to form a ballet company?
Well, that's a story I like to tell. We're actually related. We're second cousins. We didn't grow up together. Carolyn's family lived out in British Columbia, and I lived primarily in Ontario and also in different places in the States. But when we were, I want to say 18 and 20, about 10 years ago, we met through a mutual relative who said that she thought we would get along well. And so we actually started emailing one another, and we did get along well. And then Carolyn's family was moving across the country, and I decided to be a crazy person and just go with them. So I jumped in their 15-passenger van with their 8 kids and their multiple pets, and we crossed Canada and got to know each other really well. That was a great experience for us. But over the years, we just became close friends, and we really always shared a heart for the Lord and for seeking Him and what He would want to do in our lives. So the way that Soli Deo Gloria Ballet came about is that as Carolyn was finishing up her ballet training, doing some of her final exams, she was really seeking the Lord for what He would have her do with that. He had really kind of miraculously provided some of that training, and we just saw the Lord's hand in it so much. So we were praying together about it, and at the time I didn't see myself having any role, really, other than just supporting and helping her to pray and maybe think through some of the options. But as we were doing that, we started to think, well, you know, we could just do something on our own And one of our principles since we got started has been to say, well, what is the Lord put in our hands? What do we already have in our hands? And how can we use that? So we asked that question, and we said, well, we have, Carolyn is an amazing dancer, and I have a body of work, of writing, that we've already, is already in place. And then at the time, her two younger sisters, one of whom is still dancing with us, but she was training both of them in ballet as well. So we thought, well, you know, we could take this, and then some of Carolyn's other siblings also play instruments. So we thought, we think we could put something together that would run 45 minutes to an hour, and it would combine spoken word and dance and music, and we think that could really minister to people. So we took a book of mine, which is called Heart to Heart, Meeting with God in the Lord's Prayer, and we took readings out of that and turned them into spoken word pieces, and Carolyn choreographed dances that correspond with the different stanzas in the Lord's Prayer, and that was our first ballet. It was called Father. And we were really blessed that churches in the area really opened their doors to us and welcomed us when we, they really didn't know who we were at all. But they were very welcoming, and God just really started to open doors for us from there.
So, Carolyn, how did that evolve from what you were doing with Solo Deo Gloria into what you're now doing as 111?
Well, that change happened quite recently, actually. At that point, our group had undergone quite a bit of transition. Some siblings had married and moved on. Some of them weren't ministering with us anymore. So at that point, our group was pared down a bit, and we had added a new member who was also speaking. So our transition was much more into just the message, as well as still combining that with dance. And we felt like the focus needed to change. The name was possibly a little bit confusing at that point because it was really an equal balance between dance and ministry and message.
So calling ourselves Soli Deo Gloria Ballet wasn't working all that well anymore.
Yeah, people kind
of... We really weren't a ballet company at that point.
Yeah, people kind of expected us to walk in with 15 dancers, and that wasn't who we were.
Right. So, well, where did the term 111 come from?
I can answer that one. That came out of a whole bunch of prayer meetings and a lot of freaking out sessions because we couldn't think of what to call ourselves. And then we just had a moment where we kind of went, hey, what about 111? The numbers 111 have just kind of personally come to us to represent God and to represent just coming into alignment with God and with what he's doing and the identity that he's giving us. And we were reading in the book of Mark, and Mark 1:11 happens to be God saying, you are my beloved son, and you, I am well pleased. And we thought, well, that's our whole theme in a nutshell. The themes that we really speak on now and dance on now tend to have to do with who is God, who is Jesus, and then who are we in him, who does he say we are, and what is our relationship with him. So 111 just turned out to be kind of a perfect name, so we jumped on that, and that's who we are now.
So how does what you're doing now as 111 Ministries differ from what you were doing as the ballet company? Kind of give us an idea of what the difference is between what was and what is.
Well, the name change has really kind of reflected what had already changed. When we started, we had three dancers and occasionally another dancer, and then just kind of very short narrative pieces interspersed with the dance, and maybe one or two pieces with live music. So the focus at that time really was more on the dance. At this point, I think we do just as much dance, but the focus has shifted and it's become more of an all-around presenting a message through several different art forms, including we don't only work with our core team, we also sometimes partner with other people. So we've had painters, excuse me, we've had painters who've worked with us. We actually run an arts camp every summer, and we bring in artists from all over Ontario and sometimes all over Canada who do all kinds of different things, whether that's we've had an opera singer or it's painting or it's some kind of a hands-on visual art. So we just really try to bring all of the arts together. So 111 is more that everything coming together and presenting that message of who is God and what is our identity. Whereas when we got started, our focus was more just kind of on being a dance performance. And also when we got started as Sole Deo Gloria, our idea at that time was that we were going to grow it really as a dance company, and we would probably phase the speaking parts and all those other parts right out eventually. And that's, as it turned out, not where we ended up going and not where the Lord ended up leading us. So we felt like it was time for a name change just to reflect what we were already doing.
Well, Carolyn, we're going to ask you this, and it's one of the things that I've been sort of focusing on as part of what Arts Connection does, is the whole aspect of the arts in the church. I mean, you talked about when you were starting out in dance, you started out as someone who was able to use dance for God's glory. Where do you see the role of arts, whether it's dance, music, spoken word, painting, music, whatever? What do you see the role of arts is as being within the church in Canada?
Well, I think that that's a very biblical concept. I mean, if you look even far back at the Psalms, it talks about many different art forms, for me, including dance, being used for the Lord. And I think that that translates in this age into continuing to use those arts in the church. God is the creator of everything, so we know that he created those art forms. They reflect part of who he is, and they're a really great way to reflect his creativity and his glory. So I think if we can retake those art forms that have been so abused by the world in many cases, if we can reclaim those and use them for God's glory, that's really their intended purpose. So I think the church is the perfect place to let those art forms be what they were originally intended to be.
And I think, as Tolkien once said, that we become co-creators with God. Need to take one final break, and as we do, we're going to finish. After we do, we'll come back and finish up our conversation with 111 Ministries co-directors Rachel Starr Thompson and Carolyn Curry. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
When we call upon you, Jesus.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to When We Call Upon Your Name from the God Who Sees Everything CD by Andrew Thompson. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to wrap up our conversation with Carolyn Curry and Rachel Starr Thompson. I guess, what's on the 111 Agendas Ministry for the next couple of months?
Well, right now we are exploring the possibility of going overseas. We are preparing for our annual summer camp, which is actually going to be starting on July 27th. And we're looking at welcoming kids for that for a week here in Stephensville. And other than that, we have a couple of productions that we are perpetually touring. One is called Ode to the Broken, and the other is called Who You Say I Am. One focuses on brokenness and redemption, and the other focuses more on kind of what else does the Bible say about who we are, who we were created and redeemed to be in Christ, and who is He to us. So we are always open for booking those anywhere. And you can check out on our website, on our calendar page, there's always a list of where we will be when.
Are you looking at the overseas, is that something you're looking at doing in the fall, or is that a much broader, a much later aspect?
That may end up being next year. This year is a little full for us, just actually on a personal level, with relatives getting married and things like that. So we aren't touring extensively this year, as far as we know, but God has a way of opening doors for us and sending us places when we don't expect it, so we try not to predict too confidently.
Okay. Yep. Where can someone find information about 111 Ministries?
Our website is the best place to go, so that's 111 Ministries. One is O-N-E, numeral one, ministries.com.
Great. Rachel, Carolyn, thank you very much for your time tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you for listening to Arts Connection today, and thank you to my guests, Rachel Starr Thompson and Carolyn Curry. And if you miss a broadcast or want to hear it again, look for archive programs on our website at www.selahministries.ca. And be sure to tune in next week for another look at where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, a production of Selah Ministries, email robert@selahministries.ca. Follow us on Twitter @Selah13. Look for the Arts Connection page on Facebook or check the Arts Connection blog at ardalelesley.wordpress.com. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.